The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It is April 9th, 2021. WrestleMania weekend has begun, and we're going to stop, drop, shut them down, and open up shop tonight on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Issa NYC Demon Diva. Let's talk about SmackDown, which was pre-taped last week. Does it feel like a lesser show when you know it's not happening live?
So real quick, great tip of the cap to the late, great DMX. Very well done.
Absolutely.
Our condolences, obviously. We're all DMX marks here, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Everyone that watches the show, I'm hoping you guys better be. But you said what you're asking about SmackDown. I feel like such an idiot. I did not know this was even pre-taped.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Then they did their job, Matt.
I swear to God. I don't read this. I don't try to read the spoilers or anything like that. So I wouldn't have known.
Nothing leaked. They did a good job at keeping everything that was going to happen tonight. A secret, because I didn't read anything anywhere, so it made the show feel like a normal Friday night SmackDown. So I give them props for that too. I didn't think it felt pre-taped. We knew it was, but it didn't feel it.
Yeah.
It was a show heavy on promos, recap videos. We essentially got the WrestleMania pre-show tonight on SmackDown, but really heavy on the build, especially for Sunday's main event with Roman Reigns, Edge, and Daniel Bryan being the through line story tonight. Issa, to you first, how is your excitement for this storyline? I feel like they've talked about it so much that when it actually happens, the match almost feels like an afterthought.
Look, I went back and forth tonight on Twitter with a few people in regards to this because I loved Roman's promo. Everybody knows that I'm biased, but it was because he felt like a main event, I'm gonna kick your ass kind of promo. Like, this cry Lifetime movies promos are not for me. I don't want to see the main event of WrestleMania crying about, do I deserve to be here? No, you should come out, be arrogant, and say, I deserve to be here, and I'm gonna show you why. And then Edge should come out and say that Daniel Bryan being added is a benefit to him because now he doesn't have to pin Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns should come out and say exactly what he said. So I didn't like the promos. I get why some people like that, but this is not a talk show. This is a wrestling show. I want somebody to come out and say, I'm going to kick your ass, and then do it. And I feel like Roman delivered that tonight.
I agree with that, actually. I agree with that 100%. And this should be a talk heavy show, if I'm being honest, because they're still trying to sell WrestleMania.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not going to see some great matchup. Let's say Roman Reigns takes on, I don't know, a different like number two or number three contender and beats him. I don't need to see that to want to see Roman at WrestleMania. I want more layers added to this story, if there's any possible, to be thrown in there last second to pique my interest even more, which it doesn't need to be. I just wanted Roman just to steamroll through Edge from the beginning of this. Just Edge versus Roman. Edge, welcome back. You look like $1 million. You're a Hall of Famer. Sorry, brother. Got to put over Roman Reigns. He's the hood ornament of the company right now, and he needs a steamroll victory, in my opinion, for WrestleMania main event. And there's nothing wrong with sending everybody home with a heel victory. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I just, now that not Daniel Bryan's in it, I'm not a huge fan of that, but it's still going to be a good match. Roman better go over. The only thing I don't like about three ways is it's the day of the show is when Vince could wake up on that side of the bed that nobody as of today will be able to predict, because it's going to be tomorrow and then it's going to be Sunday when he wakes up, and we're going to see which Vince we get. And that fact that there's a third component in this matchup now worries me a little bit, because Vince can be crazy sometimes.
Right.
So Daniel Bryan out there, baby facing it up, opening the show, really putting over the fact there are going to be fans in attendance. It's WrestleMania weekend. It was a good kickoff, but you know, I am not a wealthy man, but I would bet what little money I have that Daniel Bryan is not winning on Sunday.
All right, Raj. I'm not a woman. All right, Raj Jr. No. this dude's better off than me and Issa combined. He's that.
I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Different standards. I'm moving to Vegas.
I kid. What was your question, though? What was your question?
I mean, I would bet any amount that Daniel Bryan is not winning. So it feels kind of. I get that he's there to almost be like a cheerleader, right? Like if there was in front of a crowd, if he came out and cut this promo in front of a crowd tonight, this would have been like a good feel good moment, but this is not going to be the end of Rudy. It's not that he's so small, but he tries so big. This is not the underdog story they're telling. He is an accessory or an afterthought to the Roman and Edge storyline. He is there. And I hate to say this. I mean, he's there to eat the pin, right?
I'm hoping so. I still think Edge should eat it. But regardless, I mean, I don't know. We don't always get what we want, but I hope I get what I want with that, because it is a terrible move. Not to steamroll Roman. You put all this time and energy into him, an investment, and he is ballparked what you've asked of him.
Yeah.
Like he's ballparked every single segment you've given him. I didn't like the Uso stuff at first. At the beginning, I wasn't a fan of that. If you remember, I'm like, oh God. Because I liked the part of it, because yes, if you're going to make Roman a heel, the quickest way to do that is show him turning on his own blood and his own family. Right. If you do that to his own family, holy shit, what's he going to do to you? Right? Which was smart. That was smart. But then it just kept lingering and doing it over and over and over again. And I'm like, all right, now get him top talents. It's time for him to start steamrolling Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Nakamura, everybody, AJ Styles. And so I just want to see him beat. WWE needs to beat us over the head with the Roman brand. Again, he's the hood ornament of that company right now, and you need to book him accordingly. I hope they do.
Yeah, when it comes to the Daniel Bryan promo tonight, which I appreciated him putting over the fact that there's going to be fans and there's production value and the stage, I love that aspect of it. But what I don't like, and this is like a normal common sense for baby faces, is do not make a promise that you cannot deliver on. And he has been doing that. You don't deserve to be there. You have been jobbing week after week after week. You didn't outperform everyone in the Royal Rumble. You weren't doing anything. You were backstage with Otis for weeks. And then all of a sudden at Fastlane, you decided you're special, and now you're in the main event. Like, you don't deserve to be there, and you need to speak facts. And people were like, oh, this is such a passionate promo. It's not. It's not.
Fire. Fire. Straight fire from Issa. Daniel Bryan, you didn't even have a chance. Not even a chance. You're right. But she's right, Glenn. I mean, as a baby face, you're not in a perfect world. You should not come out over promise and under deliver, exaggerate or lie. And to act like he fought up this uphill battle to get here is bullshit. No, you did not. You have jobbed time and time again to people much less valued than you. And now we're just inserting you in there, dude. Just say what it is.
He was losing to Cesaro. He was losing to Jey Uso. He was losing to Shinsuke Nakamura just in February. February. That was a month ago. You know what I mean? So I just didn't like that. And I don't like when people, that's why I get picked on a lot with the people that I like, but I like my champions, my favorite wrestlers, promise and deliver. And I'm here for that. And I just don't like that. You're going to come out there and you lose your crowd that way. You know what I mean? Because people are going to get all excited. Oh my God, he might actually have a chance. And then you're just going to be heartbroken on Sunday, unless you're rooting for Roman.
A heel should say what they're going to do. but cheat to achieve it.
Right.
If that
right.
makes sense. Because otherwise, I'm not booing Roman if he comes out and says, look, I'm the top dog here. I'm the best motherfucker here. Ain't nobody touching me in this ring. And then he just goes undefeated. I'd be like, okay, why am I booing you again? You're the man. I'm cheering you.
Exactly.
I'm not booing you. I'm cheering you.
Exactly why I love that Roman Reigns came out and said, what, you guys have 1 week that you look strong? Good for you. I've been doing it for week after week after week, because it's true. He had 1 week that he looked strong, and now he feels like he deserves the Universal title. That's not how it works.
So that's a splice of truth where heels got to be careful, though, because if you're the heel, you shouldn't be getting cheered. You shouldn't be. You should be getting booed if you're doing your job right. But he's not lying. I mean, he wasn't lying with that sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has been doing it this whole time.
Yeah.
Amen. Exactly.
No, I'm telling you, I think that with DB in this match, this is where it's dragged on the build to this. Because if they'd been giving us these promos between Roman and Edge and really developing that storyline.
Yes. Yes, Glenn.
There could be so much more intensity here. And I think Edge and Roman's promos are great, but to have Daniel with the WrestleMania, the little engine that could. It's just, it feels out of place, which isn't to say Daniel couldn't do that type of storyline again, but he's just out of place in what Edge and Roman are doing.
I know exactly what you mean. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The Jarvis Sam Show 499 is saying, go home shows just aren't what they used to be. Hope they keep the belt on Roman. Excited for Bianca and Sasha headlining night one, and rest in peace, DMX.
That is a great super chat. All three of those thoughts I agree with. I got asked this today. I did an interview with our buddy Alfred for Forbes.
Nice.
And he asked that question, what match am I looking forward to the most? And that is it. Sasha, Bianca.
I mean, we are not covering tomorrow night WrestleMania, Matt. You and I will be on Sunday with Raj.
Because, yeah, I got my own event tomorrow.
You got your own event. But, yeah, amazing. Bianca and Sasha is all I really want to see at Mania tomorrow night. I'll tune in, but Bianca and Sasha is going to be the match of the night unless something horribly goes wrong. That should be fantastic. So let's talk about your match, Matt, and what you got going on tomorrow.
Our tickets are sold out again. We're doing this thing called Seminole Showdown. I'm wrestling against our supervisor of elections officer in Seminole County, Chris Anderson. There'll be three matches in front of ours. We'll be the big main event. And it's cool because we're raising money for our Advent Health Hope and Healing Center for opioid addicts, right? So this is a facility like that I went to 14 years ago. But what's cool about this center, whether you can afford it or whether you can't, they take you in and they give you the help that you need to get you away from the people, places, and things that constantly remind you of using these opioids to begin with. That's the hardest part about getting clean, is you need to get a place. You got to get away from your job. You got to get away from your family, from anything that reminds you of using. And it's so hard to do. What many of us make the mistake doing is we continue to keep our job while we're trying to get clean. And it's almost impossible to do, because sometimes that job is why you're using to begin with, or being there reminds you of using. So you've got to get the help first and foremost before everything. And that was the hardest lesson for me. That had to come before my wife. I had to come before my home, everything. And that was hard for me to understand at first, but now I get why that's so important. You can't be good to anyone else unless you yourself are not 100%. I can't be a good husband to her if I'm high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then a future father to my son years later if I'm high, and so on and so forth. So that's why they tell you've got to be greedy, selfish with your addiction. So long story short, we're raising money for this Hope and Healing Center tomorrow, 6 p.m., Sanford Airport. It'll be at one of these huge entertainment hangars we have there.
Oh, wow.
And we sold the event out a few days ago. We released 50 more seats. That got sold out again today. And now we can't fit any more people. So this is really cool. We set a record for fundraising here in Seminole County, which I'm very excited about.
That's awesome, man.
We're supposedly going to be taking care of 15 opioid addicts here in Seminole County. But with the money we've raised, I would think it's going to be way more than 15.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you for letting me plug that. Hey, anybody that wants to contribute, though, financially, you can contribute financially at SeminoleShowdown.com. SeminoleShowdown.com.
You want to spell Seminole for the folks?
S-E-M-I-N-O-L-E. Seminole, like the Florida State Seminoles.
Yes. So Krana Shaw, $2 super chat saying Mania Night 2 ends with Roman still our champ.
Yes.
Yeah.
It better.
Eddie Omang, $4.99, asking, do you think we need a draft after Mania to refresh the rosters? I just feel we're going to see a lot of the rematches coming.
I like SmackDown, though. I like SmackDown's roster.
Yeah, I was telling this to Raj when I was putting in my notice to quit Monday Night Raw. Is yeah, I said, you know, just wait. Bianca, like everyone I love, is going to get moved to Raw. And then it's going to be like the Baron Corbin and Otis show on Fridays.
Oh, don't put it out there. Do not put that out there.
Wow. No, don't say that.
So for people that don't know, Monday nights after Mania, we're switching things up. Monday night's going to be an all new, all different lineup on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I am moving to Tuesdays with Issa. And have we confirmed who our third co-host is yet, Issa?
I don't know. I thought it was Alfred, but I'm not too sure.
I thought
don't
so as well.
That, but I think it's Alfred.
I think it's Alfred. And then Friday, it's going to be me, Matt, and Issa together. And Matt will be doing Wednesdays with AEW coverage. So franchising a little bit, spreading our wings. And just, I mean, Monday nights, really? Can you blame us? It's just not, it's tough to watch, man. Stellar Justin Lopez, $4.99, saying, I'm here in Tampa, and there's supposed to be a huge thunderstorm that's supposed to come through Sunday. Don't know how it'll affect night two.
Wow. Well, hopefully it stays away. You don't trust the weather.
Yeah. Hmm.
I hope so. WWE will have something thought of, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Terry Allen Jr., $5.10. Very specific there. Sasha's WrestleMania record is 0-5. Does it convince you trio she should win? My concern, she'll never win at this future event.
Did they refer to us as a trio, Terry Allen Jr.? Wow.
Yeah, Bob.
Hey, trio.
Hey,
hey, singles. I don't know.
Hey, singles, are you lonely tonight? Call the party line for hot wrestling talk.
Hey, individual Terry Allen Jr. by yourself in the moment that you asked that question. I don't think it has anything to do with it. She loses. What am I saying? So, right? Bianca has to win this.
Bianca has to win. Even though they have not booked her or scripted her as well as they could have, that's even more why she has to win.
But do you really think they're going to give us both Bianca and Rhea winning? I don't see it happening. One of them is not winning. One of them is not winning, and it's going to be Bianca. Because if you don't let Rhea win, you've ruined her. Then Rhea becomes the girl that calls out people WrestleMania week and then loses. So then they have
to flip-flop it around then. They're not going to close with two heels going over in WrestleMania.
I know. You're right. If Roman's winning, I guess Bianca can win. But then maybe Asuka, I don't know. I just think Rhea losing again at Mania could really hurt her.
I agree with you. I don't see
them putting them both over, both of the new girls from NXT winning at Mania. It just feels like something that they wouldn't do because they never give us what we want, Matt.
Well, that's true.
Listen, I was telling my friend, I was like, oh, I have no expectations of wrestling. That way I'm never disappointed. And he was like, that's kind of sad. I was like, you're right. It's sad, but it's the best way to watch it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're never going to get too emotionally invested where you get hurt, right? But I would be hurt by that if Rhea loses. You're right. Damn it. Why can't they both just win?
I hope so, but I'm just saying. I'm not optimistic about that.
Would they do them on different nights? Do we have the lineup? Have they shown?
Yeah, Rhea and Asuka are night two, and then Bianca and Sasha are headlining night one.
So I'm telling you right now, call me crazy. That tells me both of those girls can win. Rhea and Bianca. If they were the same night,
knocking on wood,
only one. I would have said.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Chris Pantaleo, $4.99, saying this has a SummerSlam feel, not Mania. Good luck, Matt. No leg slapping tomorrow.
Funny. I didn't like the build up, right? But I do think that on paper, WrestleMania is stacked. We have some good matches, and I gotta tell you, as soon as I started seeing some pictures of the set, like roam around social media, it hyped me up. They're building a hell of a set for this event. It's sick. So it does feel like WrestleMania.
Stand and Deliver, by the way, that set was sick, right? Yeah. The setup of all that was super sick. All the lights went off, just the strobe lights on. They need to take more of what they're doing with the camera angles and production for NXT and implement that, because I love that. I thought that pay-per-view Stand and Deliver was awesome. And both so nights. Much of it was, yeah, both nights was freaking awesome. I hope they do something like a little bit of that. Did you see the promo really quick, guys, before we move on? Did you see the promo on Stand and Deliver between the two the main event, the no sanction match. Did you see the promo for that? Like, they were in the ring. Like, they were showing clips of each other just totally nuking each other with whatever finisher, right? But like with rain looking like it was falling on them. Yeah. Like in the you gotta see it, Glenn. I've never seen that done before. Where it's actual real clips of them wrestling and like being in a wrestling ring setting at, from their past NXT TV shows, just replaying it, but with making it look like it was like raining black rain. Like it was really deep. It was very well done. Mm-hmm. You got to go back and see it. I promise it's worth it. But anyways, to product, if that production for NXT is what they're doing, I have to hope, you know, WrestleMania is going to be even crazier.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah. So let me move that off. So we had the Street Profits tonight with the Alpha going as Alpha Academy, the Mysterios, and Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler for the SmackDown tag team titles. And this was, I think, the first time Roode and Ziggler defended since they won 3 months ago, but they retained tonight, which I was kind of surprised by. Were you, Matt?
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I care for Bobby Roode having an opportunity to go into a WrestleMania as a champion. I think that's pretty cool for him personally. Sure. But other than that, this did nothing for me, really. None of those teams I care about.
I was so worried that we're going to like let Rey Mysterio and his adopted son have their moment, and I was so glad that happened. I'm sorry. I was like worried that they were going to do it just to have that feel good moment on the SmackDown WrestleMania episode. So I was very happy when I saw them retain. I was kind of rooting for the Street Profits because I still don't know why they took the belts off of them. I'm a big fan of Bobby Roode as well, but I'm not a fan of Ziggler. But if Ziggler is what gets Bobby Roode a chance to be on TV and hold a belt, then be it. I guess I have to deal with it, you know. But yeah, I thought they were going to do something different. So I was very shocked that they retained.
He said they're the best of a bunch of tags I don't care about. Street Profits, obviously. We all do care if we think they're awesome. But that's it. They don't need belts. They're so over for me. I don't think they need the belts. But there is no other tag. I don't know. I could see them doing something crazy at Mania somehow. And Dominic, I love the fact that you refer to him as his adopted son, by the way. Hopefully, if you fans picked up on that.
Eddie
Guerrero is his father. well played, Issa. I hope they don't do that. I could see Vince being corny about it somehow and finding a way. I don't know how.
What they need to do with them is they need to let Dominic punch Rey Mysterio in the face, turn on him, and then they need to have like a reunion, like some moment in which Rey Mysterio needs some help and Dominic comes down, and it could feel like a Macho Man and Elizabeth reunion kind of moment. Like if you build it the right way, and over time, you really could do that with the two of them, where it's like a family affair after.
Yes.
Because like, what example is Rey Mysterio setting as a father right now? He's teaching him how to lose every week. That's what he's doing. So Dominic could just be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
The promos Eddie would friggin' butt on this right now, write themselves. You can hear him. I could see his body language and just totally big dogging Ray with that exact promo. Right?
I know. Yep.
Well, kind of example he's setting for him. Is it? Oh my god, he would totally kill him if
he would. He would be Viva la Raza forever, man. One of my favorites.
So let's talk about Bianca Belair's super babyface promo. Backstage.
Super babyface.
Yes, as she should. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she has to win. She has to win over Sasha, or else, what's the storyline here? You know what I mean?
I think they can continue. I think their storyline could continue. We could get the real feud that we should have gotten because they ruined this entire buildup. Regardless of who wins, I can see the storyline continuing after WrestleMania. I love the promos that Bianca Belair cuts. She is so relatable when she brings in her family. This is what my mama taught me. This is what my dad said to me. Like, it just makes her, it just makes you want to root for her. She smiles and you're just like, I want this girl to get everything that she can possibly get in her career. There's just something special about her. And she just comes up and just has this good energy every time you see her on your television. I am rooting for them, but I just, the thought of the match that they're going to put on, especially now that you know they're headlining, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am. I hope she wins. I do.
She's very organic. She's a great example of a baby face that I would argue if you wrote this on paper for me or any other wrestler to try to pull off with squeaky clean baby face crap, because that's what this is. This is squeaky clean baby face crap. Mm-hmm. Well, why does it work for her? Because it's organic and it's authentic. Yeah. She's not acting. I don't feel she's acting.
Yeah.
And she has this swag along with it that is natural.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So she has that cool vibe to her. That's why it's not corny when she goes overly babyface like this. It works for her. It works
because she doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like she's trying hard. It just comes out so naturally. Even watching her create her own gear is special to me. Even when they show those little videos of her like sewing her own gear, I'm here. Like, I want to watch everything that she does. And like, they have, I hope they realize what they have with her when it comes to like how relatable she is and how people just want to.
I think they do, because they're having her do these promos where I was worried for a minute there they would have her try to out Sasha. Mm-hmm. With overly doing the hair whip, overly doing the EST, doing the, you know, street cred stuff versus she has all that already. Mm-hmm. She comes with that. We already know that. But now this added about a mom and dad, like you said, her doing, you know, putting her own gear together, all these very relatable things that I would argue other wrestlers would not. I'm telling you, I know I can. There's no way in hell I could pull that off.
Yeah,
as a babyface, it's hard. And she does it because she's organic. It's happened organically, and she's authentic. As long as that, especially, I know you guys are making fun of me. I was like, everyone in the gym would just like, boom, all their eyes shifted to all the people on cardio. All their eyes shifted to the SmackDown TV when she was on, and I noticed that. And there's something about that smile. There's something about her smile that just invites you in. It's natural.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I think for WrestleMania main event, the two biggest ways to end is either you have a huge babyface triumph or you have a monster heel win. And I don't think they're booking Sasha like a monster heel right now.
No.
You know, unless she plays really dirty to win.
Really quick.
Sasha will do anything to win. Go ahead.
Well, one last thing, and it sucks because Sasha has done an amazing job, an incredible job. If this was anybody else, I'd be like, no, do not take the belt off Sasha yet. It's not time yet. Kind of like what I'm saying about Roman. Mm-hmm. I would say that for Sasha here because she has ballparked what she's been asked to do.
Yeah.
But Roman's not taking on, you know, somebody that's, no offense, more over, and the fans are more ready to see win right now. Mm-hmm. Than Bianca Belair. It's not even debatable. Like, she is ready to just shoot off.
And if there's an argument for Rhea not winning, I think they've kind of botched Rhea's launch, that they hyped her debut. And I say this as a huge Rhea Ripley mark. They hyped her debut. She showed up. She challenged Asuka. And that was really the extent of it. There's been no real story.
So she better win. That's why she has
to win. I know.
Rhea has to win. Rhea has to win. And I'm not letting that one go. Rhea has to win. I do see Sasha pulling something off, because if they're not going to have Bianca win, like Matt said, Sasha's going to do something absolutely insane to get the win, like a very heelish win. But I'm rooting for Bianca. I want Bianca to win. But Sasha has proven that she will do anything to keep her title. So,
and we need that. We need more of that.
Yeah,
real quick, I don't even want to put this out in the ether because I want Bianca to win so bad. But do we have anything whatsoever for what's Bayley? Her name for Mania?
Bayley.
For Bayley? No, we don't. The reunion of the best friends. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. If Sasha wins, Bailey's going to be involved.
She'll
I will pop for that.
She'll do anything to hold on to that title you just said, Issa, including making up with her old best friend again. That helps her keep it.
I do have to admit, if they go full heel in front of the audience in the main event of WrestleMania Night 1, and Bailey and Sasha just unleash a mean streak,
they're not gonna make it out of there. They will not make it out of there. Those fans will go crazy.
That will be one of the best. Because there is a little bit of a movement going on right now online because people are upset that Bailey has nothing for WrestleMania. If you go on Twitter, people are very upset about that. So Bailey coming out to help Sasha, I don't know that that will get a boo. Maybe, okay, I get it because we all want Bianca to win, but this is not a bad booking either.
So pop it first when she comes out.
Yeah.
But it's very important that she gets that mic and she's able to control them by just running them down.
Yeah.
By running everyone. Fans don't want you to sit there and cut a promo on them that are sitting there cheering you. They feel like dumb marks when they do cheer for the bad guy and the bad guy specifically calls them out.
Yeah. Although, okay, so here's like the bad version of this, Matt.
Oh God, here he goes.
Sasha starts attacking Bianca and like is just like, you know, off the rails. Bailey comes out and has a face turn to help Bianca. I think that's an awful move. That's an awful move for short-term booking because we can't have face Bailey and face Bianca on the same show.
No. Yeah. We need, and this is why I think Bailey might be waiting in the wings here. And that's very important. It's good for WWE if they did do this, actually. I'd forgive them for not booking Bailey. Only for this reason. Because you're waiting to get from Bianca as your new world champion to Bailey next.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, if you think about it, Sasha won that title from Bailey after Bailey was women's champion for how many days in a row? It would make sense for Sasha to say, you're really going to let this newbie come take what we worked so hard to build, blah, blah. Like, it can see so many things they could say to each other to reunite because, you know, it just makes perfect sense. Like, you know, we are the original for her. There's so much that they could do with that.
I don't want to put this out there, though. We need to stop talking about this.
I do.
I want
Bailey to have an important
role. Let me go even weirder with it.
Oh, here we go.
Bailey comes out, helps Sasha. Becky Lynch comes out and helps Bianca.
This is getting too much.
Starting a Bianca or a Becky and Bailey program, which is huge money.
Ooh.
And Bianca wins.
Okay, here's the problem with that. Bianca is the fourth banana in that picture.
Yeah, but it's passing the torch. It's elevating her.
I know. Did Hogan really elevate Macho Man when he stole all of his heat with, you know, at that WrestleMania win when he finally beat Ted DiBiase? You know, Hogan slid in the ring, gave him the belt.
No.
It was all about Hogan still.
It's true. You know, Johnny Gill joined New Edition, and everyone just said, you're no Bobby Brown. Andre Fernandez, $5, said, just saw your Fox 35 story on Advent Health, Matt. Very inspirational as a volunteer for Advent Health. So cool.
Thank you, Andre. That's pretty cool you watch our show. I think that's amazing.
That is amazing.
That is cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Andres. Eddie Omang, $4.99. When do we expect fans at Raw and SmackDown and pay-per-views?
It's going to be a while.
They have the new
Thunderdome through August. So I don't think we're going to see fans again until SummerSlam. Personally.
Yeah, you know, I'm not feeling great moving to Vegas right when they're about to have this big electronic music festival with like 100,000 people there in May. Feels a little premature, but we'll see. Nathaniel Cook, $4.99. Very proud of all you guys. Do you think Cross will be brought up earlier to the main roster to save Raw? I can't even watch Raw anymore. So bad.
So here's the thing. If you didn't watch, you probably guys didn't watch this, but after the pay-per-view Stand and Deliver to NXT, Hunter and Sean, you could tell were getting like kind of annoyed with everybody always assuming if somebody loses the belt on NXT or if somebody loses a really big match on NXT that they're going to be getting called up that means. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why can't it just mean that? No, you need to tune into next week's episode and then see what we've got for them next.
Yeah.
And that was a good point because NXT is its own show. I make jokes calling it a developmental at times and whatnot, even though it's my favorite WWE brand. It is my favorite show to watch, but for WWE, it is, at least. Dynamite's my favorite show. But anyways, my point, though, is that, like, they don't have to go up to the main roster. I know everyone's – because, like, if you watch this pay-per-view, I would argue this Stand and Deliver pay-per-view is better than any Raw pay-per-view I've seen.
Wow.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. I thought it was amazing.
It was really good. I listened to that the post-conference call, the media call, where they were like, oh, is Adam Cole coming up? And Shawn Michaels was like, he has unfinished business, obviously. Like, why do you guys assume that? Like, he just got almost murdered. Why would he leave? He should want to get revenge. And it makes sense. He's like, just tune into Tuesday. Like, and I appreciated that attitude from them, because it's like, at this point, I feel like I don't want my favorites from NXT to get called up.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a demotion. So I hate that people even ask that. I'm like, don't put that evil out there.
No, don't put that out in the ether. Do not. I agree, because I love what they're doing with Cross. I love the finish. I saw people like, oh, that was a very weird finish. It should be. It should be abrupt. The clothesline from the back of the head and just maul, 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 maul. That was awesome. And it was different.
I love that match. The Balor Cross match was probably my favorite match of night two. I really, really liked it.
We're going to watch that tonight. We haven't caught up yet. Antoine Fair, $5.
Girls match on night one.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Glenn, holy crap. Cool. They had such an uphill battle on the matches they had to top that night. But they frigging did. You've got to watch it.
No, I'm going to tend to catch up tonight and this weekend. Antoine Fair, $5, saying, I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep saying I don't want it. But we will all be here Sunday night saying, how did WWE think having Roman drop that belt was a good idea?
Oh, Antoine, no. Stop. Take it back, Antoine.
Antoine's very convinced of this. He DM'd
Antoine, me, you are not very fair. You see what I did there?
Yes.
If that happens, I mean, then WWE is just like Vince has shorted the stock and he's just trying to drive fans away. Like, this is all just a giant scheme to crater the company.
I'm pissed they're on Peacock. I got the Peacock app. It sucks.
It does.
When you're watching the shows live, you can't pause it. Go to the bathroom and come back and watch. It sucks.
Myron Pereira, Australian $7.99, saying, hey guys, who should be in the Mount Rushmore of WrestleMania? Hulk, Taker, HBK, and ? My biased fourth pick is Warrior. Also, Matt, have you ever worked with HBK?
Take care. No, he was on Raw when I was on SmackDown, unfortunately. Oh. I wish. I could only wish. God. There has to be four people, right? He's got his three already.
Hmm.
Who do you guys have? It's got to be WrestleMania. Isn't Bret Hart considered really good at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Stone Cold, The Rock.
I would definitely put The Rock.
Cena's had a lot of meaningful Mania.
I never seen him have a Mania match.
That's what you did there. is Cena showing up this weekend?
No.
Not even cameo?
If he does, he needs to get a haircut, dude. I hate that hair of his that he's doing. So, like, it makes him, it aged him. He looks like he's somehow 20 years older all of a sudden. And he's shredded and ripped. He's not aged. Yeah. So I don't know. He's got to do something with his hair. I don't like it.
Wrestling enthusiast Buck 99 saying Sasha turns on Bayley at the end of the year, WrestleMania 38.
I always wanted to see them face off at WrestleMania. I think they would kill it. But that Hell in a Cell match they had was amazing as well. So.
Yeah, no, they're great. So let's talk about tonight. The Big E video promo we saw tonight.
That's great.
I'm in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. This was good. This was a very good video. Very good use of a video package.
Both of these guys have to win.
Yep.
At Mania. I don't know how that happens, but both of them have to win.
They booked themselves into a weird corner with this dude. Apollo created this match. He can't lose it. And Big E needs to have a long, significant title reign. Apollo has lost to Big E several times. He can't afford to lose again. This is going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Big E's got to win.
You think so? What about Apollo? Then what happens to Apollo in this heel turn?
That's why they screwed this up. They should not be working each other. But
right,
this will be another backstep for Big E that they've made the mistake doing too many times already in the past. And I hope, I don't know.
I just feel like it's going to hurt Apollo because he created the, I hate when people create a gimmick match and then they lose it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't stand when they do
that. I agree. But again, but always remember this, Issa. As a heel, you're always allowed to let that can happen to you as a heel. You should always be foiled at the end of the storyline as a heel. Yeah. But real quick, I can only way I'd be okay with this is if, I think I said this last show, you guys, only if Big E moves on to the world title versus Roman. Am I okay with him losing tomorrow, this weekend?
Yeah, it does kind of make sense.
It doesn't. You're going to lose and then go face the main guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to explain it. Where does Big E, what else would Big E go
to? Let Big E retain then, and whoever wins between Cesaro and Seth Rollins should start the next feud with Roman Reigns.
Ah, you're you fear Big E for Roman, don't you?
No.
Let's talk about Nia Jax versus Tamina Snuka, a match that didn't really get going because of DQ interference by Shayna Baszler and Natalya. After this match, though, great promos. I'm so looking forward to the women's tag match, the tag team turmoil match tomorrow night to determine who's going to face Nia and Shayna on Sunday night at Mania.
Good for you, Glenn.
And Carmella and Billie Kay, it's happening.
I've tried. I try to put over their new outfits. Like, they look like a tag team now. This is cool. I still can't get into it.
Okay.
You don't want to know why? I'm salty still. I think I'm so salty that they're not using any NXT talents during WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And I see a locker room full of, no offense, way better female talent. Way, 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 way better female talent.
But
that's saying something.
To Issa's point earlier, that also kind of protects them. They're not on Vince's radar. Because Vince brings them up for a segment, sees them, and goes, ooh, who's that? Call her up to the main roster to put her on Raw or SmackDown.
Still,
well, Tamina and Natalya laid everybody out, so that means they don't stand a chance at WrestleMania, right? That's usually how that goes. I'm low-key rooting for Naomi and Lana to win and go on to night two.
T Smitty 3000 saying someone spiked Reginald's water so he won't interfere in Sasha versus Bianca. Also, rest in peace, DMX, and let's give people their flowers when they're alive or while they're alive. I was thinking about that today.
So how would you do that? When I mean, you just randomly pick people?
Well, the problem, the challenge is that I think people, when people are in mourning, there is a way that we share our grieving, and that is to relate our communal feelings to one another. And that is comforting, and it seems appropriate because the more that we add to it, the more we all share in that. I think that if, I don't know. Maybe we should try it. Maybe I should just start professing my love for various entertainers. Yes, randomly.
Flavor Flav, go.
Remember when he came out on the Arsenio Hall show when Vanilla Ice brought him out as like his credibility shield to be like, I want to introduce Flavor Flav, and Arsenio was like, are you trying to prove that like someone else in hip hop actually likes you? Like, what are you doing here? But Flav was game, and I respected that.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yes. I was actually watching that last night, so it's funny you mentioned that. This is what I watched.
Okay, really quick. Flavor of Love. How would that fly today?
It would not. Not at all. Like, oh my God. I was watching recently some of the old shows that I used to watch, and I was like, oh my God, how did this ever air? And that was one of them.
Seriously. Even I Love New York. Like, the fights that they get into. Pumpkin, remember Pumpkin spit in one of the girls' faces?
She spit in New York's face.
That's what it was. Yeah, New York's. Yep.
But that being said,
that would never make the air today. Oh my God.
No.
I do feel like, and it's funny too, because I've if you look at my Twitter feed, there are some random appreciation of things that I'm really into. And I've had people be like, okay, dude, that was out of nowhere. But sometimes I do think you should be exuberant and express the joy and appreciation.
You're doing it at a time, though, Glenn, where they've done something in front of you, whether it's TV. So you just randomly said Harold Baines from the White Sox was a hell of a baseball player.
Something prompts it. But what I'm saying is that I think that's the thing. I think that people should call that out more when they watch it. I tweet at random people all the time, random celebrities or entertainers, where it's like, hey, I was just watching this thing you did from 1985. Or Cyndi Lauper should be in the Hall of Fame, which still one day I'm going to live to see it. But no, I think it's good. I think it's good for people to express the positivity they feel towards Art and Ars. Actually, DMX got back when I had a blog. I remember writing like this long-winded blog post about DMX. And the first thing I heard was "Ready to Meet Him." I heard that before "Get At Me, Dog." And I remember just...
Oh, boy. Say that word. Say this. What was it? What's the name of the song?
"Get At Me, Dog."
Folks, if you're not making a meme with that right now, I can't do anything for you, folks. That is a layup of a viral meme right now.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me, and I was thinking about this today. "Ready to Meet Him" is the most nuanced, introspective, modern version of spirituality, perhaps still, that I have ever heard outside of organized religion. And if you've not heard that DMX song, I highly suggest you listen to that. Of one man trying to reconcile his life with his relationship with God. That is some deep shit. And you do not hear, when that came out in the late 90s, hip hop was not talking about that. Like, he was a trailblazer, and there was so much poetry and so much emotion in that song, so much spirituality. And it's funny, I wrote a blog post deconstructing this once. And I remember at the time people were like, "Dude, you really like DMX." And I'm like, "No, this is amazing. People need to listen to this." So
I want to
superstar.
I just want to say, speaking of this super chat, it's like, yeah. I feel like total shit because it was DMX who got my Twitter account suspended. So I was talking all this shit about DMX weeks ago, and the dude dies, and now like I feel like crap because I love his music. That's why I used it, and that's why I have copyright strike. I used it to work out, and now I feel crappy because I didn't give him his flowers. I was talking major trash.
You didn't know that was going to happen either. Though.
I didn't. But, you know, the timing was horrible.
Right. What was next, Glenn?
I'm sorry. I'm just processing this.
That took way too long.
It's okay, Matt. What else you got going on? Well, you need to get some rest. But,
are you kidding me? My kid's baseball game.
I'm giving you a hard time. I'm giving you a hard time. Let's talk about Edge's promo, Matt. What'd you like about Edge's promo tonight?
Nothing.
Why did we hurry up to this segment?
I got to be honest. I didn't understand why everyone was really excited. Like, there's too much like chat going on about it. And I didn't know what I missed. Maybe I need to see it a second time. I don't know. He's been ballparking his promos when he first came back, and I just have not seen it from him since he got put into the storyline. It feels like.
This promo was completely inconsistent with who Edge is as a character. First, he's sitting there, literally telling us that he wants to end his career on his own terms, and it's not about coming back. But then he's whining about not having a video package, talking about this is the 10th anniversary of him having to leave. Then he's talking about being the ultimate opportunist, but he's talking about how adding Daniel Bryan is a pain in the ass. It's not. It gives you a better chance at winning the Universal title. You have a better chance at pinning Daniel Bryan than you do pinning Roman Reigns. Therefore, you should be elated that Daniel Bryan was added to this match. So I felt like he kept contradicting himself, and people were like, "Oh my God, it was so great." No, he sat in the middle of the ring with dark lighting. It was a little too emo. Yeah. He cried a little bit at the end. This is not a Lifetime movie. This is a wrestling show. We're building a main event. I need people to kick each other's asses. That's it.
I can't top that, Matt. I think let's move on to the next subject.
That was good.
So we had Sasha's response to Bianca. She might be the EST, but Sasha's the BEST.
Ooh.
I mean, they gotta really amp this up. Really needs to come out. Like, this feud needs some energy. This feud needs something hot. And I think Bailey, some viciousness. Like, stop being afraid to have Sasha be a heel again. And
I know.
She's so badass.
I agree. Dude, Sasha's got it in her. There's no question about it. She's an amazing heel when they let her go full off script. And they should be letting her do that. I don't know why they're not.
Yeah, they need to just let her be. Sasha's got it. She's a better heel than she is a face. They letting her heal it up here. Unless, I'm sorry, Matt, but unless they're not going to have Bianca win, so they don't want Sasha to be too much of a heel. So, you know, I'm just saying.
That I'm not going to lie. That does worry me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because Glenn, if they were doing this right, to really put Bianca over the best way possible, it would be a definitive heel versus, right, you know, babyface Bianca. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So Sami Zayn was trying to work out with the Paul brothers. Logan Paul's going to be there for that match.
That was pretty funny, right?
That was good. Sami's great.
Every week, he's so entertaining. Every week.
I'm telling you, though, KO and Sami versus the Paul brothers is a solid pay-per-view tag match. I think it could happen. I think that's where this is going, right? Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Jey Uso, I mean, was there any other choice than Jey Uso winning this?
No, I'm glad it came down to the two people that should have had a singles match at WrestleMania and not being this battle royal, Shinsuke Nakamura and Jey Uso. I love that it came down to the two of them. I wish they would have given them a little more time, just a couple more minutes. Let them go one-on-one, you know, beat each other up a little bit. But Jey Uso deserved it. He's been such a big part of the storyline. If this is all he's going to get, at least he gets something.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, good for him.
Battle Royals, I always like to see the bigger guy win, right? Because the bigger guy is supposed to have more of an advantage. It's harder to throw a bigger guy over the top rope. That's the gimmick. But, yeah, you're right as far as throwing Jey Uso a bone. He's done such great work. Great work.
There wasn't a lot of big guys here, though.
No.
It was such a depressing Battle Royal.
No, you're right.
This was a depressing battle royal, and we had T-Bar and Slapjack still in their Retribution gear. I mean, when it got down to Shinsuke and Jay, that's when this really began.
And the way they did the Hurt Business, oh my God, Cedric and Shelton got eliminated it was so uneventful. I just feel bad because I really like the Hurt Business.
And then after Jay won that, we had Roman's promo to close out the show. And, I mean, this was good, but again, there's just no suspense. I mean, the viciousness of Roman, I mean, Issa, I know how much you enjoy watching Roman Reigns and like his promos.
Probably a little too much.
But at what point does it become, overkill? You know what I mean?
I don't understand what viciousness you want. He's doing what he does. You know what I mean? Like, he's the best. He comes out and he looks like a star. I know that I'm biased, and I get what you're saying. Maybe he's repeating himself, but it's like maybe you should give him competition that brings out a different side of him because this is probably boring to him. Edge and Daniel Bryan, please, that's easy work. That's easy work for Roman Reigns if you really think about it. So he even said, he's like, I'm even angry that I have to be out here tonight. I said it. I said on my tour, I was like, I hope he doesn't even cut a promo. Like, it's not worth it. You know, so to me, it's just easy work for Roman. I loved his promo. It felt real. And I thought he spoke some facts. Actually, it was a little bit babyface promo because he delivers on his promise, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. No, I think that he definitely has all the credibility in the world. He is, I mean, probably by a wide margin, the favorite to win Sunday night.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, like, is there any scenario, maybe Edge pins Daniel Bryan?
No, there's no scenario.
It better not be. It's going to be a terrible move. Terrible move. All that work with Roman and beating people over the head with this new heel Roman. This doesn't kill it completely, but if he loses, but it would definitely harm it greatly. And all that time and energy, all those people you put him over, all those different, you know, all that stuff you had him do early on with Braun and Bray Wyatt and him just eating them for freaking hors d'oeuvres, not even for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. They were like hors d'oeuvres for him, right? Like, so you got to remember that. That pisses people off on the roster that know that this is the guy we're going with. This is our golden boy right now. This is our big draw. So our job is to do whatever we can to get that guy over because the more money he makes, the more money we all make. So let's come together. It's time to do the job for this guy. We're all doing it because that's our guy at the moment, right? That's the way it's supposed to be. So keep that in mind. And then you have, no offense to Edge, I love Edge. Personally, I like him a great deal. As a performer, was a fan of his growing up. But with that said, it's not a big enough storyline to derail what you're doing with Roman Reigns, to have the Hall of Famer come back and get his another, you know, WrestleMania championship win, if you will, right? I don't think that's a bigger storyline. I'm sorry, that's not worth negating all the storyline that you've done and all those talents you beat over the head with Roman and making Roman the man. This is where you guys have wanted Roman to be for years. You have mm-hmm. him there finally. Don't bunk this up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you agreed. Some people do not like the underdog story. I'm not an underdog story kind of person. I'm a Yankees fan, for Christ's sake, okay? So I like somebody to come out there and be arrogant and say, you know, I show up and win, and I'm, that's what I'm going to do.
How old are you? How old are you?
Why are you asking me? What
yeah,
are you
20s or 30s.
Matt, 20s or 30s.
Byron,
20s
or
30s.
Late 30s.
Okay, so I'm 44. I grew up a Yankee fan. We sucked. when I grew up, like in the where I grew up, the Mets had just won the World Series. They were the toast of the town. We had like Don Mattingly was my favorite player growing up, and Dave Winfield, Ricky Henderson. But we sucked. We didn't even make the playoffs. Yeah. And then so like it was cool being a Yankee fan because like there wasn't many of us. They were all Met fans up in the Northeast, basically. But then when Jeter and all them came, and we started winning championship after championship after championship. I was like, you know what? I like winning championships, but now everyone's going to think I'm a front runner. It's like, no, I've been with this team, you know, since when they sucked.
Right. Same. I've been a Yankee fan since before that. The problem is that I started really watching and understanding baseball in the 90s, and that's when the franchise, you know, was created. That being said, my dad flew me up, and we went to our first Yankee game in 96. I got to meet Derek Jeter, so there's a lot that goes with it. It's not just because, like, you know, the Yankees. I live in New York City because I grew up a Yankee fan. I was like, I'm gonna move to New York so I can go to all the Yankee games. Like, I used to tell my dad that when I was little.
I used to go there before their games. Back in the day, you could go where the players' parking lot was. They'd walk across the street. And you could stand there and they'd sign your ball, your baseball cards. I'd Mattingly's autograph 10 times doing that. Loved that.
Amazing. I love that. You know, Carlos Baerga, the second baseman, he used to do a charity game in Puerto Rico, and he will bring like all of these stars to Puerto Rico. And I told you on Stereo that I have a baseball card collection because you talked about that. Yeah. I got so many autographs from that charity game. That's how I met Derek Jeter, A-Rod. I got Paul O'Neill. I got Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux. Like, I have a lot of their cards autographed. So, but that's like... Cool. The whole thing of it is like, I'm not an underdog person. My favorite wrestler, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. Like, I appreciate somebody coming out there and being cocky and saying, this is who I am. I was bred to do this. And that's why I said earlier, I understand why some people like the Daniel Bryan and Edge promo. But there are some people that are into the cocky, arrogant heel, and I like it.
Really quick, Glenn. Example, though, Daniel Bryan's first original underdog story. Okay. We all were there for that. Because I love Batista, right? But by the same token, when it was a three-way, Batista and Orton, I was like, man, these guys have already had the title 1,009 times. I don't need to see it for 1,010th time. I really want to see this underdog, you know, upset him.
Totally. And that drives home the point.
That's the only time, though. I mean,
I was so busy celebrating Brock breaking the streak, so I didn't watch the main event. I was drinking to Brock Lesnar breaking the streak.
But to your point, man, that's why Sasha's lost every WrestleMania. If this makes Bianca a star, if she is made by winning, that is a no-brainer. Asuka has not been booked as the dominant undefeated force, so Rhea beating her does not harm Asuka any, and it makes Rhea like. That's the thing. It's like, it's your exact same logic you just said. So, no, I get it. So just quick super chats here. And then I got to run. I got a family thing I have to tend to. Okay. Antoine Fair, $5 saying, Issa, I'm going to let you go with that fair joke. Matt, what in the past WWE booking this year tells you they would do the right thing? He doesn't have faith that Roman's going to retain.
Because they have boned Roman up so many times. They have bunked him time and time again. When the biggest year of the Daniel Bryan movement in Philadelphia, no less, and you idiots picked that to be the time and place to have the poor guy go over?
Yeah.
Like, come on. He was destined to fail, you idiots. And it was really frustrating because he was ripe for the picking to be the top main, the top baby face back then if they did hit the right way. They should have taken that night off with him is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Royal Rumble.
Jackson Callen saying Roman sucks. Just kidding, Issa. Asked if we're doing stereo after tonight. We are not tonight, Jackson. Toodles. But Jackson, I'm going to see you next weekend in Las Vegas. Jackson's going to come and do some work on my house, on my new house. So I'm very excited to meet Jackson Callens in person.
Amazing.
Where can fans who need help learn more about Jax Callens' great work? Do we know?
Absolutely. Well, they can follow him on Twitter. And Jackson, if you can make it next Friday, from when we do the SmackDown podcast, I'll be doing it for my new empty house. So if you can make it next Friday, perchance, feel free to, you could be there during the podcast live. We could share the camera. We'll make it happen. It'll be glorious. But yeah, definitely I'll show off the process. Sacred Monkey Bone $2 saying Big E needs to win. He's never won a feud.
Ugh, isn't that sad? What the hell?
Yeah.
And it's but this is the definition of booking yourselves in corners. You guys are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with that, I think we've gotten through all the super chats. Tomorrow, Sacred Monkey Bone $2 also saying the live crowd's gonna boo out Brian full circle. That would be
That is full circle.
I don't think we'll see that, honestly. I don't.
No.
Although I want to see what they think of Roman finally. I finally want to see what a live audience does with that.
Absolutely. So on that note, Matt Morgan, where can they go to donate for the charity tomorrow?
SeminoleShowdown.com.
There you go. You can find Issa on Twitter at NYC Demon Diva. Wait, Diva, I don't see a one there. Are you at the one now?
No. I forgot to change it when I
landed. Oh, she forgot to change it with the one. Okay. That's Diva with a one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. WrestleMania night one coverage tomorrow. Justin Labar, Alfred Kanawa, and me, Matt Morgan, and Raj on Sunday. Take care, everybody. Happy WrestleMania weekend, and we'll catch you back here on the Wrestling Gang Podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.